Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kedushin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we were talking about an Eved Ivri. Now we are going to discuss the halachis of an Eved Kenani. Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Eved Kenani. Nikna, one can be kind to him, in one of three ways, Bekesev, Ubishtar, Ubechazaka. Either through money, through a star, star is a document, or through chazaka. Chazaka means that the Eved Kenani does an act, which is the type of thing that an Eved does for his Adam. For example, says the Batanur, he puts on or takes off his shoes. He follows him to bring his clothes to the Beis HaMerchatz, to the bathhouse. Okay, so let me try to understand this better. What does it mean, Bekesev? It means that the Adin will give money, or something that has the value of money, to whoever is selling the Eved. Shtar means the seller gives the buyer a shtar hakna, a shtar of sale, a bill of sale, for the Eved. And chazaka means what makes the Eved Kenani the property of the master, that he starts off and does an avoida that normally an Eved does for a master. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Koines atzmai, this Eved can acquire his freedom, Bekesev al yedei acherim. That means somebody else is going to give money to the master on the condition that the Eved should go out free. Why does it have to be through someone else? Because our Tan is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, if you give it to the Eved, automatically it belongs to the master. So the only way the Eved could be freed through Kesev is for an outsider to give money directly to the master on the condition that the Eved should be freed. Another way for the Eved to free himself is Ubishtar al yedei atzmai. The Eved himself receives what's called a shtar shichur, similar to a get. Just like the wife would get a get from her husband, the Eved would receive a shtar shichur, a shtar of freedom from his master. Divrei Rabbi Meir, as I held. Rabbi Meir. What does it say in this shtar shichur? It says, Hariyat li atzmecha, you're on your own, or Hariyat ben chayrin. And the Eved goes out free. Let me ask you something. You just told me that according to Rabbi Meir, the money has to come from an outsider. You can't give it first to the Eved. Even if you give it to the Eved, he should give it to his master to free himself. It won't work. Because as soon as the Eved gets it, it belongs to the master. So how can you give the Eved a shtar? Don't I say as soon as you give it to the Eved, the master gets it? And the answer is, even according to Rabbi Meir, when it comes to a shtar that frees him, there is a concept called, as the Gemara explains it, Gitoy v'yadei boim ke'echad. He gets his right to take things on his own without the master keeping it, and his freedom at the same time. It all comes through the shtar. The second he gets the shtar, he has the right to take it without his master automatically owning it. Now, what would the halacha be if the master takes the shtar, gives it to someone else, and says, okay, you take this on behalf of the Eved, you should go out free? According to a mayor, it won't work. You know why? Because the halacha is you can't do something automatically for someone else unless it's a total schus. And the Eved is not necessarily happy going out free. What? The Eved does not want to go out free? Why not? Well, for example, suppose his master is a kayan. The Eved can eat truma. Truma was very cheap. Because so few people were able to eat truma, there's the law of supply and demand. The food is very cheap. Once he's freed, he can't eat truma anymore. That's one example. Okay, that's if his master was a kayan. What if his master was a Yisrael? Well, he also may not necessarily be happy about going out free. When he's an Eved, he's mutter to be with a Shivcha Kananis. Now he can't. Now, I want you to understand that an Eved Kenani, as soon as he's freed, he becomes a complete ger. Even while he's an Eved Kenani, he is mechuyev in many mitzvahs. He's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that a woman would be mechuyev in. Not only that, as soon as he became an Eved Kenani, he went through bris milah and he titled himself in a mikvah. But now that he's freed, he becomes a regular ger. So, maybe he'd rather be an Eved. Maybe it's easier for him. Okay, so again, the master can give a shtar shichur directly to the Eved, but he can't give it to someone else on behalf of the Eved, according to Rabbi Meir. What about money? Can I give a master money to free the Eved, even though the Eved does not want to go free? And the answer is yes. Why is money different? So the Bat Tanura explains, when it comes to money, as soon as you give the money, that causes the Eved to be freed. Let's say I'm an outsider. I don't own an Eved. Someone comes over to me and says, take the Shtar Shechira on behalf of my Eved. So I'm doing something on behalf of the Eved that he doesn't want, that you can't do. But if I went to the Adar and I said, take this money, let him be freed, I'm not doing anything. It's the Adar receiving the money that frees him. That's how the Bat Tanur explains it. That's the reason when it comes to Kesef, I, the outsider, even against the will of the Eved, maybe the Eved doesn't want to go free, it's not going to help. When I give his Adar the money, he's going to go free. But when it comes to a Shtar, I cannot take it on behalf of the Eved. That's the Shita of Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Meir. They say, Bekesev Yedei Atzmai. The Eved himself can give money to the master and say, I'm going free. Rebbe Meir holds, as soon as the Eved gets the money, it automatically belongs to the master. But the Chachamim don't hold that way. The Chachamim argue on Rebbe Meir. They hold, as the Bat Tanura explains, Yesh Kinyan Le'Eved B'loy Rabbi. So the Eved could free himself with Kesev on his own, and for sure if others pay Kesev on his behalf. U'bishtar Yedei Acher, furthermore, the Chachamim hold. Remember, I'm the outsider. If the Adon comes to me and says, take this shtar on behalf of my Eved to free him, he does go free. And that's because the Chachamim hold, it's a schus for the Eved to go out to be free. And again, the rule is, I can take something on behalf of someone else, even if he doesn't know about it, if it's a schus, not if it's a chayv. Although Rabbi Meir pointed out that for certain reasons, it could be better to stay in Eved, but generally speaking, the Chachamim say going out free is a schus. And therefore, we apply the rule that the zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, I can take something on behalf of someone else if it's a schus. That's why the Chachamim hold a b'shtar liyadei acherim, that someone else, an outsider, can accept the shtar on behalf of the Eved, and for sure, according to the Chachamim, you can give the shtar shichrer, the shtar that frees him, directly to the Eved. Now, this that we said, that the Eved himself can take his money and free himself, ubulvajia, kesev, that's provided that this money, mishalachem, came from others. In other words, according to a mayor, the others will have to give it straight to the Adon. According to the Chachamim, that's not necessary. You can give it to the Eved to give to the Adon, but it has to come from someone else. Because even the Chachamim hold, Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, generally speaking, what the Eved is kind of automatically belongs to the Rav. Unless, say the Chachamim, and this is what the Chachamim hold you can do that Rebbe Meir holds you cannot do. According to the Chachamim, I can say, I'm giving this money to the Eved on the condition that it does not automatically go over to the master. And being that you can do that, so I give him money and I say, this does not automatically go over to the master. Now you take it and free yourself with it. According to the Chachamim, that could be done. The Bat Tanura reminds us, there's another way that an Eved would go out free, and that would be if the master blinded one of his eyes or knocked out one of his teeth, or any of the other 24 Rosh Yevarim. But our Tana doesn't discuss that, because our Tana holds, explains about Tanura, that it's not automatic. If the Eved, let's say, knocks out his tooth, the master has to give him a get shichr to free him. He has to. He has no choice. You have to free him, but it's not automatic. So Memela, it's included already when it says over here that he goes out through a get shichr. Okay, so Chazrug, our Mishnah, we learned that an Eved Kanani can be acquired through Kesev, the master pays for him, a Bishtar, or through a Shtar, or through a Chazaka. That means that the Eved Kanani does something that normally an Eved does for his master. For example, putting on his shoes, taking off his shoes. How can a Eved Kanani get himself back to become free? According to Rav Meir, it can only be if others give money straight to the Adon. According to Rav Meir, if you give it to the Eved to give to the Adon, it won't work because automatically it'll belong to the master. Or another way the Eved could be freed, even according to Rabbi Meir, is that you give the shtar directly to the Eved. You cannot give the shtar to someone else on his behalf, because Rav Meir holds it's not necessarily a schus. The only time I can do something for someone else automatically is if it's a total schus for him. And we're not sure the Eved would be happy that somebody else, let's say me, I should take a shtar on his behalf. Maybe he wants to stay an Eved. He may have an easier life as an Eved. He explained, for example, if his master is a Kayan, he can eat truma and so on. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim, first of all, say, you could give an Eved money on the condition that the master doesn't automatically get it. So if you give the Eved Kanani money under those circumstances, al menas she'ein l'rabbi reshusba, he can use that money to free himself. And an outsider could receive a shtar on his behalf. The Chacham holds it's a schus to go out. Anytime it's a schus, you can automatically do it on behalf of someone else. And that's why the Chachamim hold that somebody else could receive the shtar shichur, the shtar to free him, on behalf of the Eved.